Hey, it's Dave. So Twitter just announced today that they've agreed to be acquired by Elon Musk for $44 billion. There still needs to be a shareholder vote and regulatory approvals. But it looks like unless something goes really wrong, Elon Musk could be the owner of Twitter by the end of the year. It's a huge move by Elon. In fact, so huge, I'm coining this move the beginning of Elon Musk 3.0. So what do I mean? Of course, all of this is arbitrary and it's just a personal construct that you can feel free to disagree with. But here's what I think the Twitter acquisition means in the bigger picture. So going back, Elon Musk 1.0 was Elon getting started. So he started Zip2 in 1995 and sold it to Compaq Computers in 1999 for $307 million. Then in 1999, he started X.com, which would later merge with another company and become PayPal. PayPal was sold for about $1.5 billion, and Elon's cut was about $175 million. After that, we get Elon Musk 2.0. This stage was Elon shooting for some really big humanity goals, namely space and electric vehicles. In 2002, he started SpaceX, and in early 2004, he funded Tesla. Fast forward 20 years, and Tesla is a $1 trillion company, and SpaceX is landing reusable rockets and running an internet satellite constellation. And Elon has become the richest person on Earth. So most people at this point would just sit back and relax a bit, enjoy life, take up some hobbies. But here, Elon doubles down. The catalyst of sorts was his 2012 CEO compensation plan. So he had to exercise stock options before they expired this year. And while doing so, he also raised about $12.5 billion in extra cash at the end of 2021. And it's largely with that cash that Elon bought 9% of Twitter on the open market earlier this year. And now he's about to acquire the entire company. So why do I call this new stage Elon Musk 3.0? It's because Elon Musk 2.0 was all about being heads down with Tesla and SpaceX. Sure, he had his moments of being vocal on politics, government, and culture. But for the most part, Elon steered clear of things that weren't directly related to Tesla and SpaceX. But I think the past couple years changed things a lot. The recent pandemic had governments around the world increase their power. And for the most part, big tech joined along as accomplices. But what's the point of more tech and AI if it's only going to be used against us? So with electric vehicles and space going well, Elon has decided he would do what he could to preserve freedom and democracy. See, Elon's an early thinker, and most people won't think democracy is in grave danger right now. But not a lot of people in positions of power have been standing up for free speech and sounding the alarm. So we really could be in a monumental crisis that just isn't recognized by a lot of people. Now, Twitter is not the only social media platform, and it's not even the largest. So even if Elon makes big changes at Twitter, it doesn't mean that free speech and democracy is guaranteed. But it's a big move, I think, in the right direction, and something that really could shift the momentum and be a model to other social media platforms and for big tech as well. Now, there are obvious big risks for Elon buying Twitter. Twitter is a media company that's intertwined with politics, culture, and a lot of sticky issues. And it's not like Elon doesn't have enough drama in his life, but owning Twitter is likely to put Elon in an interesting position. He's the CEO of some of the most innovative companies on Earth, making a huge impact on the transition to sustainable energy, space exploration, global internet, and even more. And now he'll be the owner of one of the biggest and most influential media companies in the world. And this company will have an outsized impact on the discourse in society and the future of culture and governments. So this is what I call Elon Musk 3.0. It's the next stage. Elon Musk at 50 years old, he's basically saying, hey, I've only got one life to live and I'm gonna go for it. I'm gonna do what I believe is the right thing to do. Forget comfort, practicality, forget expectations, rather embrace the future and make the future that will be good. So I wish Elon the best in his new adventure with Twitter. I hope that he's able to make Twitter the best social media platform he can. I hope that has a huge impact in preserving the freedom of speech in society and really fostering democracy for many generations to come. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.